Proclamation number 3901, dated the October 11th, 1946. Good and evil. Law of eternity. I also concede to evil, but it is never my will, because evil contradicts my eternal law. It is a wrongly directed will which withdraws from me and strives towards something entirely ungodly, a condition which completely opposes the original state of my created being. However, my created being has to have the option of aspiring towards good and evil. Thus good and evil have to exist if the being wants to remain perfect or to become it of its own free will. Everything which contradicts my law of eternity is evil. Everything which remains within my eternal order is good. But the fact that the being can sense or develop a desire towards either direction within itself is my will, and that it can feel every longing in its heart is my work. My wisdom and my love are the reasons why I have created the being in this way, because I want to guide it towards eternal bliss, and this necessitates being able to voluntarily aspire towards good. In order to develop strength, it has to meet with resistance. In order to be good, the human being also needs to have the option to be evil and to become or remain good of his own accord, or his perfection would be a mere act of my love, but would lack the highest degree for which free will is indispensable, which, however, first is to be tested. Evil can never be called good and can never be said to originate from me, although I also allow room for evil, although I concede to it. Evil thoughts, evil talk and evil actions are outside of my divine order. But if my will prevented the human being from thinking, talking and doing evil, he would not be a free, independent and self-determining living creation, but a mere product of my willpower which could never assert its claim to become perfect. But I want to shape perfect living beings for myself, which I can enlighten with my strength of love and, by doing so, make them extremely happy. And for this purpose they need to have passed the test of will to aspire, of their own accord, of their own free will, towards the highest degree of perfection. This also requires the option of descending into a state of imperfection, the furthest distance from me. My will is and remains eternally good, and anything which voluntarily submits to my will shall also be and remain good. Anything which acts contrary to my will thus prefers evil, and I will not prevent it. Although it deprives itself of its own perfection, it does not pass its test of will. And even if it has descended into the deepest abyss, it inevitably has to ascend again of its own free will, although it needs an infinitely long time to once again achieve a degree of perfection which would allow my proximity. And precisely for that reason its will has to be given some leeway in order that the eternal divine order can be counteracted, but I will never approve of it, nor shall it ever be my will. Thus good and evil will continue until every spirit has been redeemed, that is, until everything which has emerged from me has passed its test of will to voluntarily aspire towards good, the divine, until it has found me of its own free will and as a most perfected being will then be able to enjoy all delights of eternal bliss. Amen.